Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Hi, this is Kaylee with Drive on Air. We are talking about ghosts today, and our panel is Timmy. Kaylee.
Your name isn't Kaylee.
James.
Robert.
Robert.
Hey, don't forget Mr.
Giro
over there.
Mr.
Giro. And Mr. Giro. Today we're talking about ghosts. Ghost facts. A place memories a recording of a past event that has been imprinted on an environment. Images are inexplicably impressed upon a place and later replayed in a phenomenon that is similar to watching a loop of a movie film. In some cases, the ghosts seen belong it to people who are alive and well, who have simply moved on or unaware they've left a movie and themselves behind. Scientists have yet to identify all the factors necessary to create a place memory. It is believed that powerful and emotion events most often cause place memories to brand the environment. Place memories are usual replayed when the conditions are right. An intense moment on a rainy July 7th night, for instance, may replay itself on another rainy night on a July 7th. Do you guys believe in ghosts, James?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I've been attacked by one.
Let's hear your story.
Well, it wasn't really attacked, but when I was 5, I went into our basement looking for something that my mom wanted, and I didn't know where the light switch was, so I was searching in the dark, and a bunch of stuff was getting thrown at me.
Maybe there was a cat or something.
I didn't have a cat.
That happened to me too. It was actually this year. Well, me and Josiah, when Josiah stayed across the bay, we were messing around in the shed at night, and Josiah turned off the lights and he had a wrench thrown at him. It was weird. And then the first thing we did was threw the knife out the door, grabbed the bow, shot it backwards, and ran.
Thought it was a wrench.
Yeah, we had a knife and a bow. Oh, okay. We're shooting around.
Peyton, what do you think about ghosts?
I believe in them.
Have you ever seen one?
Holy cow, there's ghosts in your house.
Yeah, according to you, Cam and Candace.
That's scary.
There are ghosts in my house.
There are. Trust me, there are. Camera?
For some odd reason, I think there was a ghost in my room last night.
Go.
What'd it do?
Oh, it sounded like it, like, came out from under the bed.
It was, like moaning. It was like...
I think
it was Okay, keep going with your stories.
And, like, something hit my wall. I didn't know what it was.
Camera was all rolling around.
How much better was Raven in the other room?
No, she was sleeping.
I believe it. Things and heard things.
Timmy, do you believe in ghosts?
Yep.
Why?
There was Josiah walking on the road yesterday with no shirt on. He looked like a ghost. He was really white.
Have you ever had any real ghost experiences?
Yeah, Josiah was walking on the boardwalk.
Is that a real ghost experience?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mr. Jirio?
No, I don't believe in ghosts.
You don't believe in ghosts? How
no.
come?
Because I just don't believe in ghosts. I believe you have to be able to see and feel something for it to be real.
Oh, I did. Hey, you can't see air.
You do.
You're right,
because,
but we're not
because
breathing.
Scientists have proven that when you feel a cold shock of air, that there is ghosts around you and something
like
that.
Cold?
They're like haunting you and stuff.
Maybe like your air conditioning like, just turned on.
It's like me and Timmy standing like right next to each other, and I get cold and he doesn't. What happens then?
You have Zach, different body temperatures.
No, what if you're in freezing cold inside?
You're wearing a t-shirt right now, and I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm okay, and you're okay. Does that mean that I'm cold?
Scientists, okay, what if you prove that when you have a cold shock of air, and there's two people standing right next to each other, and you're the only one cold, you don't have a ghost experience.
I think maybe it's just a burst of air.
Like, if you're both wearing something equally warm.
Okay. How about the James, is that the only ghost experience you've had?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, forgot to tell about myself. Me and Haley,
nobody telling my stories. Okay, nobody likes your stories.
Ethan, what's your ghost story?
Okay, see, this one time, me, Timmy, Cotter, and Ian tried ditching JC, and we ran to James, and we went and sat by the gym, and the basketball started bouncing, and I think it was Timmy threw a pen cap halfway across half court, and then Charles came there for the T-Jack practice, turned on the lights, and it's inside the 3-point. It was very creepy.
That is very creepy. Timmy, I do
and
that.
And my ghost story is we were down.
I want to tell you my ghost story.
Down at the old school, we were walking down into the gym, and the gym was closed. And we opened up the door of the bathroom, and like we had something in our hand because one of our friends threw something in there. We went and got it, and when we went and got it, we still had the thing that we wanted in our hand. We opened up the door, and the
and
paper dispenser
was in the
fell.
Bathroom.
The paper dispenser fell.
Oh, I remember that.
And there was balls bouncing in the gym. There was unheard noises before.
Oh, that is crazy. That is
What's your ghost story, Timmy?
I told you a sign walking down the street with no shirt on.
No. Well, there was this one time. There was this one time when we were in New Haven, you know. And I woke up. And
you guys said that was.
That was in New Haven.
You guys said you were possessed.
Yeah. Oh, our bed was possessed.
And it made me wake up. Go turn on the lamp. It was like 5 in the morning.
And like something woke me and Jamin up, because Jamin made me go sleep with him. Okay, and we're sitting there, and like we heard scratching underneath the bed. Like there was like pounding on the wall. And we asked everyone in the morning, and they said that it wasn't them.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a break now, and I'm gonna come back with you on my story.
Call Ghostbusters! next to girls. I ain't afraid of no ghost. You gonna call
Ghostbusters.
If you have a dose of a freaky ghost, baby, you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Let me tell you something. She just wants some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call.
Well, my aunt was in really big. My aunt is really big on witchcraft and spirits. I am only 13. I'm not one for lying. First of all, I'm going to tell you a story my aunt told me, a haunting. She had a few times. One night, her and her boyfriend were sitting on a couch in her duplex. Her 2-year-old child was asleep next to her. They were watching the television when she saw a white figure, cloudy, walk up the stairs. She looked at her boyfriend and said, "Did you see that?" He didn't answer. Then I walked up, back down and disappeared. Then I walked back down and disappeared. Now I don't know what to believe about that one, but here are some facts about ghosts.
Oh, I think it was Josiah.
But here are some facts about ghosts. They are known to climb up and down stairs at night. After all, ghosts are dead. They don't sleep. Most of them want to be noticed, so they are known for filling up a room with a perfume smell or a smoke smell. Most ghosts are known for smoking. I don't think that's true because when the ghosts don't know they're dead, so wouldn't they sleep? And they don't know they're dead, so they wouldn't want to smell, or they wouldn't want
to
do anything.
So
they wouldn't. So they wouldn't want
to
be noticed.
Okay.
Three. If you have any pets, especially cats, you may have seen them staring in at the air. Well, there. You have it. Animals can see or sense spirits. Usually, if you are being haunted. If you would say something like, "I know you are here, but you are scaring me, please leave." Most ghosts can't or won't hurt you. They just want to be noticed. Ghosts are dead people that didn't want to leave the earth. Don't mess with them. When ghosts enter a room, the unusual gets cold. Brr.
Okay,
I have never actually experienced. Oh, that's not my fact. What?
What happens if I have?
Do they also point at me?
I think they point and laugh.
What if I try to go kill a ghost?
You said that they won't hurt a person.
They're already dead.
What if you try?
You can't kill ghosts because they're already dead, but they don't know they're dead. So,
they
would act hurted, and they would want to be noticed.
You can get an exorcist to banish the ghost from the house to bless the place.
I heard ghosts before.
Hey, everybody love everybody. Nobody cares.
What's your answer?
watching Ghostbusters. Actually, we're watching, what's that movie called again? Zombieland. And it, like, came out in the middle
of
nowhere.
That movie's not real.
I know. But it, after the movie, we were walking into the shed, and we heard the faucets turn on. There's nobody there. And it was cool.
Oh, yes, there was.
It was James.
It was dark in my house.
James had the vacuum cleaner.
Wait, James should have put himself on the couch.
Do you guys think any of the ghost movies that are on TV are real?
No.
Not really.
Wait, Timmy? Timmy?
Oh, yes, I do.
Why?
Because I saw it before. Oh, yeah? Well,
there's one time
where... Yeah. Well, there's one time when I was watching this, this thing called, like, Haunted in Connecticut, and it, like, had actual footage of, like, stuff like that. This is weird.
There's only one show that I think. It's like, The Haunted. It's on TV. It's a pretty good show. It talks about these houses that are really super haunted. And see, I was watching this one episode of it. There's this one family. And they left their dogs at their house. And when they came back, the doggies were dead. And then they called the previous owners of the house. And
then,
there,
like, gunshots or anything? No. Dogs could have killed themselves, you know.
Oh, yes, they could.
No, they called the previous owners of the house, and they were like, yeah, that same stuff happened to our cat. Get out of there now. The ghost is going to kill you.
Okay, can I imagine the ghost story?
Not at this moment.
Stop it. Hey, Dan.
Well, if, Cam, do you still have the pictures on your camera of the orbs?
Yes,
not orbs.
They were orbs.
You called
them. We should have to look. They were orbs.
They
took a picture of Rachel, and there's a face underneath her legs, and it was smiling.
That happened on our Grandpa Elvin's wedding.
You guys know why they called them. Because Sam White said that, and all the old girls were saying that. No. Oh, yes.
It's on
orbs. Hey, Robert, do you have any other stories?
Well, it was like at my grandpa's wedding.
Okay, go.
Okay, it was sometime, it was like the year my grandpa died, 5 years ago. And they're having their wedding before he died. And
how'd they have their wedding before he died?
I don't know.
They got married.
Go.
Okay. So we're taking pictures, and my mom noticed this weird shadow in a picture. It was frightening. She made.
What?
I don't know. It's just a shadow. And then I bought a night light so I don't get scared at night.
James, do you have any ghost stories? Other ghost stories?
I don't really think so. Not at the moment.
Hey, Carl.
Okay, we're going to take a break now and come back with other opinions.
Thank you.
you notice, ghosts have no sense of passing time. Often they do not know that they are dead. Sometimes they exist in a state of confusion, perhaps like being stuck in a dream. Ghosts can smell things and love the smell of lemons. Ghosts have the sense of humor and love to hear humans laugh. Sometimes ghosts get bored with their surroundings. Most ghosts are happy, but some still cling to an emotional pain. They can appear to the living in dreams. They can leave behind curtain scents, such as perfume. They can make sounds that are audible. They use their energies and hours to move things. They are pranksters. They usually appear as intense balls of light called orbs that are neon blue or violet. Ghosts favor night due to the decrease in daytime and energy use. Ghosts may appear as mists or vapors. A hooded black smoky figure in a dark and tidy, and you should be careful around them. You should be careful around them. They usually appear at the foot of beds. That's happened to me before. Some curtains places are mortals or vortexes where ghosts transport themselves. Ghosts are most intense around children and entertaining. Ghosts can read your thoughts. Ghosts retain all the memories and emotions of their lives. Sometimes ghosts are trapped and needed to be released. Let them know that they can move on. Noisy, troublesome ghosts are known as poltergeists. Ghosts tend to be very temperamental. If a spirit was a jerk while living, they will probably still be a jerk while a ghost. Ghosts hang out in clinks with other ghosts. Ghosts make friends with other ghosts from different eras. If you hear a strange whisper in your ear when sleeping, it is probably a ghost. Ghosts do not sleep. Ghosts like to climb up and down stairs at night. Most ghosts can't or won't hurt you. Animals can see or sense spirits that's why you often see them just staring intensely at what appears to be nothing.
And you already read that?
Yeah, I know. A lot of this stuff I already said.
And you know what?
Because it's double true, that's why.
Yeah, and you know what? If animals can sense it, can young children sense it? Like newborn babies, when they open their eyes, do you think they can sense the ghosts there? That's why sometimes when they just sit in their bed, they're looking around all screaming and crying and stuff. That's what Liam does. I go pick him up. He's in there screaming and crying, looking everywhere.
What, Peyton?
You know how my mom was telling us, you know, like when she was little, like her auntie would take her on trips, and like she'd lay down and like there'd be these white figures going across the top of the car and stuff like that. And like at my birthday, my mom told Candace to open up the door and tell the ghost to leave. And of course she opens up back up the door. Oh, please come back in.
I think those are called clouds, you know, the stuff that we've seen.
No, I mean, it was inside the car. It was inside the car, yeah, Timmy.
Robert, stop.
So you're saying ghosts can read your future?
Read your thoughts.
Read your thoughts.
Yeah, it's pretty much your future.
Know your thoughts.
I know what I'm doing in my future. I am going to shoot a bear with a 10-pound BB gun.
Hooray.
I think we're going to wrap it up now.
This is Robert Christian.
I don't want to get everybody's opinion.
Now what do you think about ghosts, Timmy?
Still believe them.
They're 100%.
real.
Yeah. Peyton.
I still believe.
Robert.
I believe in him.
I believe still.
Still relatively sure you're all nuts. Go ahead.
I'm Robert. You're nuts.
Kaylee, possible.
And that
very
was
possible.
Dime on Air with Kaylee. Next
Robert
week
Christian.
We're going to have Peyton with
who knows what. Who
Robert
knows
Christensen.
With movies.
Songs or something like that.
Songs.
Songs.
Robert Christensen.
See you later.
No one likes you.
Jackson, man.